Let me stand for the Word of God. The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. One of the Pharisees, a lawyer, in an attempt to trip Jesus up, asked him, "Teacher, which commandment of the law is the greatest?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart, with your whole soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments, the whole law is based, and the prophets as well." The Gospel of the Lord. Delayed reaction, right? Okay. Okay. You can be seated. Once there was a mother that brought her child to church in Mass, and the child was about 3 years old, and the mother went up to receive communion and left the little boy at his chair. When she came back after receiving communion, the little boy put his head over the heart of the mother, and the mother said, "What are you doing?" And the boy said, 3-year-old, that, "I'm listening to the heart of Jesus beat within your heart." 3 years old. So the little boy grew up, was really good at school. He finished school, then went on to become a lawyer. But he wasn't happy with that, so he decided that he'd become a priest. So shortly after he was ordained, and this was about 400 years ago, the bishop sent him to Chablais, which is Switzerland, which was the stronghold of what were called the Calvinists, shortly after the Protestant Reformation had started. And when he arrived, there was about 56,000 Calvinists and 56 Catholics. After about 3 years, after he finished his work, there were 56,000 Catholics and 56 Calvinists. Incredible, right? How this one man was able to basically convert the whole region. Came back, then he was ordained a bishop when he was about 36, and went on to write some of the most beautiful books in the world. And one is titled "Introduction to the Devout Life." The other one is "The Treatise on Love." Then, when he was in his late 50s, he died, and then the Pope canonized him as a saint. And his name is the great Saint Francis de Sales, one of the greatest saints in the Catholic Church. Now, why do I tell that story in the context of a baptism? Because one day he was just a little baby in the arms of the mother, as this little girl is in the arms of the parents, as well as the friends and the godparents. You know what? A baby is a future child. A child is a future teenager. Teenager is a future young adult. Young adult is a future mature adult. Like a sapling is a future tree, right? Now, how is the child going to turn out? Well, you might say it depends upon the society, and I don't agree with that. There are societal pressures upon all of us. But basically what the child is going to become depends upon the parents. What did you say?
What do they raise them?
That's right. You know, I've been thinking about this the past few years, is that I think the Filipino culture is a little bit different than the American culture. We're nine altogether. We all left the house at 18, no? Probably in the Filipino culture, they stay more time in the family. You know, which is better? I think they're both good. But basically, you know, the older one to become a back surgeon, and then to become a priest, another one to become a soldier, and my sister to become married and have 8 kids, another one to have 8 kids. But it was only 18 years that my parents had us to form us. It doesn't really seem like it's a lot of time. But those 18 years makes you or breaks you. Makes you or breaks you. So the relatively short time that you have with your kids will determine their future, their vocation, and their destiny, which is either, you know, we're either saved or damned. There's no other possibility. We don't believe in reincarnation. We're not Buddhists. No? We're not Hindus either. No. So our future and our salvation depends upon the few years that we have have with our children. One of the most important obligations is to teach them about God and teach them to pray. Prayer is communication with God. But 9 months ago, I had the opportunity to fly to Orlando and then Vero Beach, where some of my relatives live. And when I was with my parents, one of their 38 grandchildren was there. And then one of their great grandchildren was there. And they said that he already knew how to pray. 2 years old. And I didn't believe it. He said he can pray the creed. 2 years old. He can't do it. He's only 2 years old. I believe in God, the Father, Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. He can pray the rosary. Our Father, Hail Mary, glory. 2 years old. Where does that come from? Parents. So his father is my oldest godson. He's my godson, the father of that. Obviously, the father and the mother are really trying to work hard. And now they just had their third child. They're probably about your age, in the early 30s. No? But they take seriously raising their children. Child is like a sponge. Sponge absorbs, right? Put dirty water in, you can put clean water in. Wring it out, whatever you put into it. So your primary obligation is to bring these kids to heaven. Primary obligation. Primary obligation, bring them to heaven. Okay. Are they both going to go to Harvard, Yale, or Princeton, or Dartmouth, or Brown, or maybe hit the big Ivy Leagues on the East Coast, where I'm from? Maybe they'll go to one of those high class Ivy League colleges. Maybe they will. But you know, I think that's less important than them knowing, loving God, what I read in the Gospel, and saving their souls. So even the best universities is not going to get you to heaven. Only Jesus Christ is going to get you to heaven. Amen? So take seriously this day, the baptism of your daughter and your older daughter. Take seriously this day, because this is the day which your daughter is going to become a daughter of God. Now you've probably heard that many times, but it's much more deep than you're aware of. Daughter of God, temple of the Holy Spirit, living temple of the Blessed Trinity, icon of God, and all those things that you hear in homilies, you read in church books, becomes a reality right now. So let's pray that the parents would take serious your obligation. This is not just a social feast that we go off to a hot restaurant and you have a big meal, okay? You have a big meal, maybe at home, okay? But even more important is what's happening within. Jesus said the kingdom of God is within us. The kingdom of God is within us. So we're going to pray that we become responsible parents as well as godparents, that we'll support the parents and bring these children to heaven. Amen.